This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Colorado is struggling to manage its prisons, which have been at near capacity since the summer. For the Colorado Capital News Alliance, Kyle McKinnon has more.
Colorado activated an emergency plan for the first time last August. The plan allocated about $3 million to the Department of Corrections to add 153 more beds. But prisons are still nearly 98% full as of December, and hundreds of inmates already sentenced to prison are being held in jails across Colorado. Prison reform advocates say overcrowding is happening because prisons are understaffed, and too many people are being incarcerated for minor parole violations.
That's Kyle McKinnon for the Colorado Capital News Alliance. You may have heard, Colorado is currently experiencing some of the highest rates of flu activity in the country. Ken Lincue, a critical care physician at National Jewish Health in Denver, says some context is needed.
What we've noticed in recent years is that with the introduction of COVID into the mix, we've had these changes in what we consider normal numbers. When we were taking precautions against COVID, one of the things we saw was that flu numbers plummeted. Our regular patterns of influenza, which usually start a little later in the year, particularly in Colorado, we usually start right around Christmas time versus before Christmas time, which is what we've had this year. Because of that, our numbers have always, you know, they've been a little more up and down and unstable and a little harder to predict.
Nearly 800 people were hospitalized with the flu at the start of the new year. The state is expected to release updated numbers tomorrow. You can find more news at cpr.org and krcc.org.